crime. Journalism, not a crime.
Last Thursday, Al Jazeera organized a global day of action in support of their four reporters who are detained in Cairo. Yet Belgraver, from the Al Jazeera English office in Toronto, spoke about it to CKUT.
There were events that were held all over the world. So everywhere from Sydney, Australia, all around, right to San Francisco. There were events, more than 30 of them, a variety of events, both vigils, protests, speaking engagements, and events in front of various Egyptian embassies. I mean, we had events that included Jakarta, Kuala Lumpur, Seoul, Islamabad, Abuja, Johannesburg, Nairobi, Sana'a, Ramallah, Beirut, in Washington, in New York, here in Toronto, in Montreal, Copacabana.
Peter Gresty, Mohamed Fahmy, and Baher Mohamed are accused of having ties to the Muslim Brotherhood, who is considered a terrorist organization by the current Egyptian government. Sherif Fahmy, the brother of Mohamed Fahmy, corresponded with CKUT via email. He wrote, I quote, Mohamed is being accused of being a member of a terrorist group and serving their interest by manipulating and tampering with news materials.
These charges are nonsense. We are a credible international news organization, and I think if the Egyptian government isn't comfortable with the fact that we speak to all sides and that we report the facts as they are, that's a problem they have. Throwing journalists in jail for doing their job is simply not appropriate. It's wrong, and journalism is not a crime. One of the critiques or one of the reasons that they threw our journalists in jail is the lack of accreditation. Now, this is an administration issue. You do not throw journalists in jail for not having the right credentials.
Sherif Fahmy, the brother of Al Jazeera reporter Mohamed Fahmy, wrote, I quote, if they took the time to look into the history of the family, they would have realized that we are an extremely patriotic family and we have nothing to do with the Muslim Brotherhood ideology. Both my grandparents were in the Egyptian police force and we were all brought up in Canada enjoying the democratic freedom. My brother, Mohamed, is an extremely objective journalist who's passionate towards his profession and has taken pride in his work throughout his career. Not only are the charges against the journalists stepping over the boundaries of press freedom, but as Ihab Lotayef explains, they are based on the wrong assumption of the Muslim Brotherhood being a terrorist organization.
The claim itself that the Muslim Brotherhood is a terrorist organization is not substantiated in any way, even in the documents of the Egyptian government itself that announced them as a terrorist organization.
The current justice system in Egypt is used in a way that goes against the rights of the detainees, which could make it difficult to prove the innocence of the Al Jazeera journalists.
The mere fact of the extension of the detention of those journalists and the acceptance of the persecution and the courts to indefinitely extend their detention the way it's happening is a proof that nobody's interested in justice, really. Nobody's interested in bringing proof.
However, Sherif Fahmy, who is in contact with his brother Mohamed in prison, wrote, I quote, we believe that Mohamed's situation is extremely strong in this case. He joined Al Jazeera English in Cairo on the 7th of September 2013, and he was still in his probation period when he got arrested. There wasn't any official contract between Al Jazeera and Mohamed, which proves that he was still being treated as a freelance. We are sure that once the Egyptian authorities start viewing what was recorded in the cameras that were confiscated, it will prove Mohamed's innocence. All the equipment found in the room are normal broadcasting tools, which are used by all news agencies. Once again, we stand strong in this case, and all the documents proving Mohamed's innocence are now with the Egyptian authorities.
The reports that came out from those released and from the British journalist about their conditions of detention are quite appalling, actually. There is physical violence, there is attacks, there is unhuman living or jail conditions.
Sherif Fahmy wrote about the detention conditions of his brother Mohamed and their effects on his health. I quote, he has suffered the harshest conditions of the maximum security solitary confinement prison Al-Akhab for over a month and was then moved to his current prison Al-Mulhaq. They have unfairly charged him as belonging to the Muslim Brotherhood, and he finds himself grouped with high-profile Muslim Brotherhood and Salafi jihadist members in prison. The humerus bone in his right shoulder remains badly fractured, according to an x-ray done in the prison clinic a week ago. It's not healing due to not receiving proper medical treatment and due to constant aggravation and lack of proper rest. Mohammed feels that the authorities leaving his arm without proper treatment is a kind of torture. He is currently being detained with Peter and Baher in the same cell. They are being handcuffed to each other all the time, even while using the bathroom or during praying. Since Mohammed got transferred to Al Mulhaq prison, we are able to visit him regularly. The last visit was yesterday, 1st of March 2014. He looked strong and very confident. He was extremely happy when he heard about the stand that happened around the world. Mohammed is once again calling for strong action from the Canadian government, not only the embassy in Cairo. The detention of three professional journalists working for a globally recognized network obviously puts on the table the issue of press freedom in Egypt.
Egypt recently passed what on the surface appears to be a very liberal constitution in terms of freedom of expression, but they also declared the Muslim Brotherhood a terrorist organization and then made it illegal for anyone to basically interview them or do any reporting surrounding them, cover them whatsoever, which is a major problem because they're one of the main political factions in Egypt. So as a result, basically this law means there is no press freedom in Egypt.
The same day the coup d'etat took place on July 3rd, a handful of satellite channels were closed down. Whether we're looking at the situation of freedom of expression in general in Egypt in the last 9 months, it has really gone down the drain. No freedom of expression, no acceptance of a dissenting view in the first place. So a clear fascist, anti-democratic system is taking hold of the country.
Yet Belgraver emphasized the necessity for the Canadian government to publicly condemn what is going on, take a strong public stand, and speak out about the right to freedom of expression.
We have not heard those strong words from our Canadian government, and that is worrisome given the fact that we have a Canadian citizen who's directly involved in this case.
We have not seen any clear movement by the Canadian government to try to advocate for Mr. Fahmy. We would expect the Canadian government, even if it doesn't want to be involved because he is a dual Canadian-Egyptian citizen, just the fact that this is such an attack on freedom of expression, on all what the Canadian society usually stands for and represents, they should have had a much clearer and stronger role in advocating the freedom of Mohammed Fahmy and the other journalists as well.
Ehab Lotayef insisted on the idea that a strong practical international pressure is necessary for the Egyptian government to review its behavior towards journalists, press freedom, and freedom of expression.
All the African countries are considering what's happening in Egypt, a coup d'etat, and are lowering down their diplomatic ties with it. All governments across the world should do the same thing. They should expel the Egyptian ambassadors. They should lower the level of diplomatic representation. They should stop commerce and any aid to a government that is obviously a coup d'etat, illegal government. These are the real pressures that would make the government wake up to what really the situation is, reverse its ways, and return the country back to the path of democracy. Civil society's role is to keep their voice loud and clear about this, and to pressure their own governments. Like if we talk about our role here in Canada, we should be meeting our MPs, sending letters to the foreign affairs and the government, telling them that this is unacceptable and that we hold them accountable if they do not take a strong practical position.
There is also a number of local journalists who are detained in Egypt in addition to the Al Jazeera journalists. The current inexistence of press freedom in Egypt is a crackdown on the ability of the Egyptian people and the international community to get honest and direct reports about what is happening in Egypt. Thanks to Sherif Fahmy, as well as to Tom Hanheffer, Yet Belgraver and Ehab Lotayef for their contribution to this report. To listen to the complete interviews about the detention of journalists in Egypt, you can visit CKUT's news blog at ckut.ca/news. This is Emily Philipson for CKUT's News Collective.